lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter gives us a warning. He says, beware of false teachers. And I believe that the focus of this chapter in 2 Peter chapter 2 is a warning against false teachers. In verse 1, Peter says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Well, I see several things in that first verse. And I also see in verses 1 through 3 the destructiveness of false teachers. Peter's telling us that there's something past and present taking place. There's past false prophets. There's present dishonest false teachers. He goes on to say these false prophets and dishonest false teachers are sneaky. He says they're coming in privately or privily. These teachers are sneaking in. And what are they doing when they come in? Well, they're teaching detestable. This is damnable. They're teaching detestable false doctrine. And that's the heresy that's mentioned in verse 1. Well, the Bible goes on to say that they even deny the Lord that bought them. To me, this means that these people who came in at that point in time that we're reading of in 2 Peter, who had been there, and let me say they come in at the present also, this tells me that these people had been saved because they had been bought. But they had denied the Lord Jesus. They'd strayed away. They'd gotten out of the will of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 tells us about a saved person what happens. It says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And we continue to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23. It says, ye are bought with a price. This is speaking of a saved person. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. We need to serve God. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, because we, as saved people, have been bought with a price. Well, notice that these false prophets and these dishonest teachers, that were present and past. And let me remind you that these false prophets and these dishonest false teachers are around today. These people actually, evidently, some of them know Jesus as Savior. But the Bible teaches us here in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 that these people who are teaching wrong in churches in this country and around the world, these people are teaching false doctrine. And it says, even denying the Lord that bought them. Well, they may be saying there's another way to heaven. They may be saying that you have to work your way to heaven. They may be saying that Jesus, maybe he didn't rise from the grave. How sad that is to be teaching this detestable false doctrine. Well, I don't understand how they could be saved and teach something like that, but they evidently are so deranged in the scriptures. They are not studying the scriptures and they've been swayed some way. They're teaching these damnable heresies in the church, in this world today, but the Bible says, and they bring upon themselves swift destruction. Well, what is that destruction? I have no idea. But the Bible tells me that they're not going to get away with what they're doing in so-called Bible-believing fundamental churches in this country and around the world today. They're not going to get away with it. They're sneaking in and they're bringing in these things that are not true. Well, I believe that there are also people in the church today that are not saved, who are allowed to teach, even in Sunday school classes, teaching from the cradle up into the adult classes of certain churches in this country and around the world. These are false teachers. They've never been saved, and these are false teachers who are not teaching the Word of God. Well, I believe it's not only speaking here of saved people, but I think it's also meaning that there could be unsaved people who are placed in a place of having authority to teach the Word of God, but they are denying the very Lord, Jesus Christ. Well, of course, if someone has never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they haven't been bought. They're not turned from sin, as the Lord tells us that happens at the moment of salvation. You turn from sin. You're willing to go God's way. The Bible tells us that we are bought with a price, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter goes on to say in verse 2 of 2 Peter chapter 2, he says, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Well, I believe many people are going to follow the false teachers and the false prophets who sneak in, trying to and doing, teaching everything except what is biblically sound. They will have followers. The impact of these false teachers, many who follow their malicious methods or ways, are badly mistaken. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 tells us that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If someone teaches other than the Word of God, thus saith the Lord, if they teach what they believe instead of what the Bible says, the ways thereof are the ways of death. And the Bible says that. Well, these people who come in, they've come in unawares, really. They're false prophets and false teachers. They're teaching malicious methods or ways. In other words, their ways. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28. It says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." You see, righteousness brings life according to the Scriptures, according to the Lord. Jesus says He was the righteous one. He's the one who came into the world, and we need to be teaching Jesus in our churches today. Well, notice what else Peter says here. He says the truth will be blasphemed in that verse. Notice, and let's read it again. "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." In other words, the truth will be blasphemed. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Well, many verses talk about this, and Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 7 goes on to say, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." We need to guard our mouth. We need to guard what we say. And when we do say something concerning the Lord, it needs to come from the Scriptures. We need to be telling people around this world that Jesus saves and that Christians need to get serious with the Lord, that He is the truth, the way, and the life. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Well, Jesus took upon Himself the sin curse. He became sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If someone comes teaching or preaching something else other than Jesus Christ, the way to heaven, then they're false prophets, they're false teachers. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23. It says, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." In other words, give what you have. In other words, the Bible teaches us that we're to give ourselves to the Lord. When we get saved, we're saying, "Lord, I'm not my own any longer. I'm giving myself to You. But so many times we forget that we've committed our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to stand up for Him. But what teachers should be teaching today is found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 21. It says, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. This is what the teacher should be teaching. We need to be ready to give an answer to every person that asks us for the reason of the hope that lies within us. And that hope of heaven is through none other than Jesus Christ. Don't stop telling people about the Lord. Well, I might say this is not only for preachers. This is for every saved person in this world. There's no excuse not being able to give out the Word of God and telling people how to be saved. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words," we're talking once again, the word speaking of false teachers and false prophets here, and "through covetousness," it says, "shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Notice here in verse 3, their destructive methods that these false prophets and false teachers use. False teachers will exploit you. They'll make fun of you if you're standing up for the Word, but you don't have to be ashamed because you know the truth. It says, by covetousness, not theirs, but yours, that they covet what you have, and they're jealous, and they will market you like merchandise with lies. This means vain words. These false teachers use other people's desire to have or to be something they are not in order to further their own sinful lusts for recognition and power. The devil tricked Eve into that back in the Garden of Eden by saying that, you know, you surely will not die. He told her a bunch of lies and she fell for it. She was deceived. Well, there are preachers standing in the pulpits today who have never been born again. They're standing there to be known as great prophets of God. But the Bible teaches us that they are not prophets. They are not prophets of the Lord. They are false prophets, and there are teachers today who are standing who want to be seen for themselves and not for the Lord. The Bible tells us that there's people who are standing like that, and that's wrong. And that's what Peter's telling us in that verse, in verse 3. Well, there's coming a time, Peter tells us in verses 4 through 9, that there's the doom of false teachers. Something is going to happen. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, and cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment." Once again, people, angels, even angels do not get away with sin. The angels sinned, and the Bible tells us in Jude 6, it says, "The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." If these angels, the angels who fell with Satan, God has reserved them. God is going to punish them. They're being punished right now. How much sore punishment will these people who stand and proclaim that they are teachers and prophets of God when they are liars, how much sorer punishment shall they get and deserve? Well, I pray that you're saved today and you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've turned. You're willing to go God's way now instead of yours. You want to go to heaven and you say, "Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Please come into my heart and save me." And if you're saved today, you need to get into the Word of God so you'll be able to spot these false teachers and false prophets when they come along. Don't fall for their tricks. Stick with God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.